Plate.com. Make affordable crowd-pleasing meals at home. Choose from 14 delicious and affordable recipes that change every week. Everything you need is shipped to your door. Home-cooked deliciousness, nearly in 30 minutes. Save time and skip tedious trips to the grocery store. Save money and enjoy tasty dinners that won't break the bank at only $4.99 per serving. Easy-to-cook recipes that only six simple steps and will turn you into a chef. And you can skip or cancel anytime. Some of the meals are sweet chili chicken, super smash burgers, balsamic glazed pork chops, Tuscan pork meatballs, crispy blue chicken, cheese chicken, chicken sausage meatball soup, sausage chicken and pepper stir fry, garlic and white sauce, flatbreads, caramelized onion meatloaf, loaded baked potato chowder, creamy chicken sausage penne and black bean and pepper, jack tostadas, chili garlic soup, crispy chickpea couscous, 6 chicken breasts, ground beef, and 4 chicken breasts. Just select this recipe after signing up. Recommended by 9,000 families. Break the cycle of boring. Good morning. Today's true crime, supernatural, paranormal story is Haunted Places, El Campo Santo Cemetery. El Campo Santo Cemetery. The cemetery is located at the Workman and Temple Family Homestead Museum, 15415 East Don Julian Road in City of Industry, California. As one of the oldest private cemeteries in Southern California, El Campo Santo contains and remains the pioneering Workman Temple Family, as well as Pio Pico, the last governor of Alta California, and other prominent pioneer families. Within its low brick walls, the one-half-acre cemetery features a neoclassical mausoleum and a small cemetery plot surrounded by a Gothic Revival cast-iron fence. In the early 1850s, the family of William Workman, 1799 to 1867, established El Campo Santo, the sacred ground, as a cemetery solely for the use of their family. Along with the cemetery plot enclosed by an ornate cast-iron fence, they built the Gothic Revival brick chapel dedicated to St. Nicholas by Bishop Thaddeus Arnott of Los Angeles. Among the first to be buried here was William Workman's brother David Workman, 1797 to 1855, who was killed in an accident while driving cattle to the gold fields in Northern California. At the turn of the century, the cemetery was abandoned and its brick chapel was destroyed by fire. Walter P. Temple, the grandson of the Workmans, successfully filed a lawsuit preventing any further desecration of the cemetery in 1917. He was able to purchase the cemetery and the surrounding 35 acres, 300,000 millimeters squared, and began restoration and placed the chapel. However, he built a cast iron neoclassical mausoleum and moved the remains of the family inside. In 1921, he also transferred the remains of Pio Pico and his wife, Ignacia Alvarado de Pico, from Old Calvary Cemetery on North Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, which was being relocated and had them entombed in the mausoleum. The Workman Home and Family Cemetery are designated California Historical Landmark number 834. The cemetery was placed on the National Register of Historic Places number 145 on November 20, 1974. El Campo Santo is open to visitors at a self-guided tour described in the free brochure available at the museum office. Thank you for listening to this true crime paranormal story. Have a good week and stay safe.